Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The judgment, the demise of Christianity. In the Book of the Law, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, there is a statement. The statement is set in Jonah chapter 1, verse 2. The statement says, quote, their wickedness is come up before me, end quote. The Jonah 1, 2 statement is true. The Gentiles' wickedness has come up before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In this episode, I will show what that wickedness is. The AVB, which is a law book and a legal record, bears record of a criminal complaint. I have shown you the complaint in earlier episodes of Lawmaster. But as a reminder, the complaint says, Jeremiah 13:10, this evil people which refuse to hear, they refuse to comply with my words. The complaint goes on to say in Isaiah 30, verse 9, and Zechariah 7, verse 11, respectively, this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the law concerning the Lord God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. They refuse to hearken. I have told you before that the evil people is a reference to the Gentiles. The term rebellious people is also a reference to the Gentiles. The complaint is against the Gentiles. In the AVB, there is a complaint which has led to an investigation, which has led to charges against the defendant, the Gentiles, which has led to a criminal trial, which led to the conviction and judgment of the defendants, the Gentiles. What we have in the AVB is evidence of a trial, a criminal trial, as in the trial of your faith. There is evidence of a trial. There is a judge. Hear what the judge in Luke 18, verse 6 says. It says, the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Hear what the judge says in Job 19:29. He says, there is a judgment. And in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 3, the judge says, I verily have judged already. What has the judge judged? What has he judged? To find out, let's do what the judge has said. Let us hear what the judge has said. It is the judge who speaks of the complaint. It is the judge which levies the charges against the Gentiles. Remember, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, is a law book, first and foremost. It is a law book, and the law in particular is the law of the Lord, which I have read on this program many times. I've also given the preamble to the law of the Lord here lately, 2 or 3 weeks maybe ago. The judge in Job 34, verse 12 says, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Let's be clear on this. Who this God is, who this Almighty is. And of course, that's a reference to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The AVB has declared Tommy L. Hart God. Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. He meets all the requirements that are set down in the AVB concerning God. So that's been established. Let's move on. The judge has said, and we must keep this in mind, he has judged the defendants, the Gentiles, already. What I am presenting is the judgment and other things coming from this judge in the book of the law, the AVB. Who is the they the judge has judged? The judge has judged are the Gentiles, the defendants, those charged with evil doing, rebellion, lying, noncompliance, neglect of duty, to name a few. The judge states the rule of law, a principle. He says, the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. In Job 19:29, I said earlier, there is a judgment. This is the judgment. Part 1, The Vainness of Christianity. These are things the judge has said. 1 Corinthians 15, 17, he speaks to the Gentiles saying, your faith is vain, useless. In 1 Corinthians 15, 14, he says to the Gentiles, the descendants, your preaching is vain. Now let's get a clear picture of what we're talking about, what the judge is talking about. He's talking about here when he speaks of the vainness of Christianity, saying your faith is vain. He's talking about the faith, the Gentiles' faith, which is Christianity. So in in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, he says, your preaching is vain. And you know what the defendants preach. You know what the Gentiles preach. They preach Jesus is Lord. They preach concerning Jesus. And, of course, they preach falsely concerning Jesus. The truth of Jesus is set down in the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay? The Gentiles have not preached that which is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They have preached contrary to the things concerning the character Jesus in the AVB, the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The judge goes on to say in Jeremiah 28:15, the Lord hath not sent thee. Thou speakest falsely. The Gentiles have led many people to believe that God has called them and sent them to preach. They say the gospel. But hear what the judge says to them in Jeremiah 43:2. Thou speakest falsely. Especially with respect to the Christian clergy. Thou speakest falsely. 1 Corinthians 15:2, the judge says, ye have believed in vain. And 1 Corinthians 15:17, he says to the defendants, ye are yet in your sins. Recall, I have shown you that the Gentiles have rebelled against the law. I've shown you that very clearly earlier. They have rebelled against the law. And that was the beginning complaint. Remember, this evil people which refuse to hear my words. The Gentiles have refused to comply with the words of the law. And I've spoken on that. Always go to Lawmaster Archives and be caught up on and current with all the things that I teach, because all these things go together, the things that are in Lawmaster Archives. You get the full story. Now we are speaking about the judgment. Okay. The judge says in Romans, well, let me repeat this because this is very important. The judge has said to the defendants, your faith is vain, your preaching is vain, the Lord hath not sent thee, thou speakest lies, ye have believed in vain, ye are yet in your sins. James chapter 1, verse 26, the judge rules, Christianity is vain. What is written is, this man's religion is vain. The defendant's religion is Christianity. So the judge says Christianity is vain. Romans 12, verse 21 says, the judge says, overcome evil with good. 1 Timothy 1:8, the judge reminds us that the law is good. The law of the Lord is good. 1 Samuel 20:7, evil is determined by him, God. That's what the judge has said. Evil is determined by God. So I make clear what this evil is. This evil is a reference to the Gentiles lying, their rebellion, and other things, as I've said before, their refusal to comply with the law. Their evil is Christianity, which the judge has just spoken on. Your faith is vain, your preaching is vain, etc. That evil of the Gentiles. Evil is determined by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Christianity is an evil thing, the judge says. The law is good. So evil is determined by God. I've told you what the evil is. I've answered the question, what is evil? And I've told you that this evil is a reference to the Gentiles' rebellion, their lying, etc. It is a reference to the Gentiles' Christianity. Christianity is ruled to be evil. It's a reference, evil is a reference to the Christian clergy. It is a reference to the Christian faith. Jeremiah 28:15, the judge says to the defendants, the Gentiles, thou makest this people, black people, to trust in a lie. Wow. The Gentiles are said in the book of the law to be the, they are named as the leaders of black people. And it is written, the leaders of this people caused them to err. Black people were made Christians in word. The Gentiles have given the black people a false faith, which is called Christianity. Thou makest this people to trust in a lie. What is one lie? To trust in the lie concerning Jesus that the Gentiles preach. Jesus is a real character. Jesus is the Lord, etc. Thou, the Gentiles, the descendants, make this people or cause this people to trust in a lie. That is evil doing by the Gentiles. That is wickedness. That is evil. To put them on a course that is not right and that is not good. Okay? In Esther 3:8, the judge says, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. That certain people is the Gentiles, whom the descendants, the Gentiles, have scattered abroad. Remember, the Gentiles are infamous international slave trade. The Gentiles cast the black people into captivity and enslavement. Evil doing, wrongdoing by the defendant, the Gentiles. Gentiles is an alias of, let me say this. The defendant's name is Gentiles. Today, they go by the alias of white people. Okay? There's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people. Who are they? Black people? Who have black people been dispersed among? The Gentiles, the descendants. The defendants make this people, the black people, to trust in a lie. Psalm 106:41-42, They that hated them rule over them. Who hated who? The Gentiles have hated black people, and they have ruled over black people. Their enemies, the black people's enemies, also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection. Black people were oppressed and brought into subjection by the defendant, the Gentiles. And there is the Gentiles' law in Revelation 18, verses 13 through 14. It is the law that reduced black people to the status of merchandise that can be bought and sold. So in the judgment, the evil doing of the defendant's evil doing comes up in the judgment. And I have read that that law in Revelation 18. In that law, you see black people among things that are bought and sold. I've read it before. Okay? You can always go back and read that again. Merchandise. Black people have been reduced to merchandise that can be bought and sold. That was done to black people by the descendants, the Gentiles. The judge goes on to say, and this is set in Isaiah 65:12, when I called, you did not answer. The judge is speaking still to the Gentiles. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. Job 34:18, the judge calls the Gentiles, the defendants, wicked. He says to the defendants, thou art wicked. Jeremiah 40:13, he goes on to say to the defendants, ye have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed his voice. That has been, these things have been found to be true. I've talked about them. All right? I have given you things that are false, many statements that are false. They have been deliberately set down false. And I've given you things that are so. Okay? Now, let's move on. It is determined that the defendants have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed his voice. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am a witness to that. So, the defendants have been declared guilty. You get that? The defendants, the Gentiles, in the judgment have been declared guilty. The defendants' faith, that of Christianity, is declared vain, useless, worthless, no good. Moving on, the law has overcome evil. Remember the judge said, overcome evil with good. The evil of Christianity is declared. The evil doing of the defendants in other things, such as things having to do with the Lord, the defendants are found guilty. He says to them in Deuteronomy 1:43, ye have rebelled against the commandment of or concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So I spake to you, and we would not fear. Listen to this. Deuteronomy 1, verse 18. And I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do. So the defendants have been declared guilty of evil, and I have explained what that evil is. Now, the orders. The judge gives specific orders to the Gentiles, the defendants. He says to them, these are the things ye must do. So, what are the things that the Gentiles must do by law? Matthew 16:23, the judge speaks directly to the offenders, the Gentiles, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense to me. The order, in the order, you see the word Satan. Now, we know that the judge is speaking to the Gentiles, okay? The judge is speaking to the Gentiles, but in the commandment, he calls them, he refers to them as Satan. So get that very clear. It is the Gentiles that the judge is talking to, but he uses the term, he describes them as being Satan. He calls them Satan. Let's just say it how it is. He calls them Satan. Okay, he says, get thee behind me, Satan. And behind me here means in support of me. Support the law. Obey the law. That's what that order says. Simply, get thee behind me. Support me. Do obey the law. When the Gentiles obey the law, they are behind the judge. So, they've been ordered to get in line, okay? Get in line. Next thing, in Joel 2, verse 13, they are ordered by the court to turn to the Lord your God, Tommy. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. These are orders. The defendants are under orders. They are under orders of get in line, turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Genesis 31:16, whatsoever God has said, do. Do it. Do what? Whatsoever God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said. Do it. All right. Deuteronomy 19:19, the demise of Christianity. Put the evil away from among you. What is the evil? The Gentiles' practice of Christianity. That is the evil, Skinoff. The faith of the Gentiles, the Christian faith. Put the evil away from among you. Deuteronomy 22:21, again, the judge says, put away evil from among you. Put away Christianity. Do away with Christianity. Put Christianity to death. Psalm 34:14, the defendants of the Gentiles are ordered to fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and depart from evil. Evil is a focus here, and so is fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the God, the true God, the living God. So again, Psalm 34:14, fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and depart from evil. Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord. The Gentiles are under orders to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. That's the law. act as servants to. Okay? The Gentiles are to act as servants to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They are to depart from evil. They are to do whatsoever God has said to them. Whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has said to them. Depart from evil. Serve the Lord. Zechariah 8:16. Speak ye every man the truth. Speak the truth. Gentiles are under orders to speak the truth, whereas before they have been speaking falsely, lying. And Deuteronomy 23:23, the order says, that which has gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform. The Gentiles have made vows to God. They have made promises to God. The court has ruled that they those promises good and do that which they have vowed to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Jeremiah 13:15, the judge says, hear ye and give ear. You should hear these things and fall in line. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the judgment. Christianity is condemned to death, and we see the orders that are given to the Gentiles are to be performed by them, the Gentiles, the defendants. And it is written in Jeremiah 13:15, the Lord has spoken. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken. I have read to you, I have given to you the judgment, the demise of Christianity, and the way in which the Gentiles are to walk, the way in which they are to go. I have given you, the people, inclusive of the Gentiles, the defendants, the way you are to go. The things ye are ordered to do. So you know what evil is. You know the judgment is against the Gentiles, who are the defendants. You know that these are things that have come from the trial which was hell. Okay? Okay. We should be clear on these things, and we should do the things that are set down in the judgment. Black people, the things the court has ordered the Gentiles to perform, of course, you and all the other people are to perform as well. You are to get in line with the law, fall in line. You are to turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You are to do whatsoever God has said to you, you know, to do. You are to depart from the evil of Christianity. You are to fear the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You are to serve the Lord. You are to fear the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Do the things he has said. For the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken. I have given to you the judgment with regard to the defendants, who are the Gentiles. And I have shown you the things you are legally bound, obligated to do. Do not forget to visit me on Twitter. Keep up with the things there. And always, always be visiting Lawmaster Archives. Get the whole truth get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Lawmaster Archives. Join me next time when the judgment continues. I've given you the judgment, but there are some other things I'm pretty sure that I want to tell you, you know, the next time. So join me again. Obey the law. Fall in line.